Hey everyone, we're Day One Update. My name is Gregomo, and I'm joined by...
God, you sounded so...
Hi, I'm Air.
Hi, I'm Golzar.
What's your complaint now, Golzar?
Hey everyone! Oh my god, it's so high energy. Why are you so high energy,
man? The hell's wrong with that? Ed, why are you saying I'm high energy?
It's just the right before we hit record, you're just like, all right, let's go start. Hi everyone!
If you want to complain about Gurks' high energy, or if you like it, you can reach us at Day One Update.
I thought you were talking about that. If you want to complain about high energy goals, you can go. Yeah. Right. By the way, Air is once again out of town, so he's Skyping in. But
yeah,
he is remote. But we could see his face through our cameras. But you can't, listeners.
You wouldn't want to, don't worry.
Yeah. He's lying in bed right now anyway. All right, so we had a pretty big week, or a few weeks. So we had XO19, and then we had a few big game releases and show releases that came out.
Game releases aren't even done, man. There's like...
Yeah, I know, but like we've had quite a few big ones. So the biggest one being Death Stranding, and then Jedi Fallen Order, and then Pokemon, and XO19 as well.
Yeah, so Death Stranding came out last week for us. So maybe 2 weeks for this recording. Star Wars just came out yesterday. Oh no, 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Same with Pokemon.
Yep.
So we have... I got Pokemon. I bought Star Wars. They're still wrapped. Death Stranding, I've been able to play for about, I'd say, an hour and a half. So realistically... I haven't played at all. I just played it for 2 minutes.
Yeah. I think the furthest person in Death Stranding is Golzar.
Which is really strange because I stopped very early and I decided I'm done. I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm just going to watch a stream of it. Because should we just talk about it in depth now as we... Because
I feel like you have different views than I do. And this is what... The controversy of Death Stranding, that's what's going on right now.
I want to hear your two impressions first, because as I am a bit the farthest and I think the most negative about it, I'll go a bit last or a bit later. So, first of all, Air, how did you like that 2 minute of gameplay and 1.5 hour of cutscene?
It was fine. Yeah? I enjoyed it very much. Right? I could see that Kojima likes making movies. Right? And... It seems like so far that this game is a very picturesque movie, right? Mm-hmm. An interactive movie, but I enjoyed it. It was because it's not something you get to see every day. It's not the typical movie you go to watch, right? So it's interesting. And yes, the gameplay, there wasn't that much there at the beginning. I didn't really seem to mind that because we have so many games that just throw you straight into the action. And... That's not what this game really is, right? So if you go into this game thinking, like, it's going to be an action shooter or whatever, right? Like, I feel like you're taking this the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. How about you?
I'm going to start off with this. I'm playing Judgment, Jedi Fallen Order, and Pokemon while playing Death Stranding as well. So I would start Death Stranding, I'll play it for a good hour, and then I would want to switch to Judgment or Jedi Fallen Order right after, because... I'm having a lot more fun entertainment-wise and just overall just having fun in Jedi Fallen Order and Judgment. So that's my thing. I'm not having too many issues with Death Stranding, but it is kind of a slog to get through compared to those games where I'm actually enjoying it, while this game is more so I am playing it because of I'm interested and curious about it, not really enjoying it, I guess, the same level as I'm enjoying those games. But, like, Jedi Fallen Order and Judgment, like, I'm just having constant fun playing those games. While Death Stranding, I feel like I'm concentrating way too much to play this game.
Yeah, I definitely feel like, when I play Death Stranding, I need to focus on, like, every little word.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I'm 2 feet away from the screen just reading everything.
So
I'm not that close.
So Death Stranding came out. I played the day after it came out. I played it for about... 3, maybe 4 hours or so. And then I wasn't able to, I couldn't get in the mood to play it again for until, I guess, like a day or two ago. So I went 2-3 days without, like, I'm trying to force myself to play it. I'm like, I don't feel like playing it though. It came out last week, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like almost a week went by without me actually getting the need to play it. Also, I don't have a 4K TV, and I have a kind of small TV in my room, which is where I play my games. So I think
I'll agree with you on that aspect. I brought my PS4 here to where I am at.
Yeah. Right?
But I will not play Death Stranding.
So, yeah, because in our family group chat, you asked, is the basement in the TV, or so TV in the basement 4K? And I immediately knew why you were asking.
Yeah, it's because I feel like I couldn't play this game if I didn't have my sound system and if I didn't have my 4K HDR screen.
Here's the thing. So you know the distance between my TV and my bed, right? Where I sit?
Yeah.
That will make the menu unreadable. Every menu is completely not completely unreadable, but it's like I have to sit up and pay attention to the menus. And by the way, the menu design is bad in this game. It is it gives you too much useless information. There are too many confirmation dialogues and cancellation dialogues. When you want to do the most simple thing, it takes like 2-3 steps. Really, I think it's
menus.
They look amazing.
They look amazing.
Yeah.
UI, I do agree that sometimes you have to click too many times to accept a mission, or you have to hold the X down for some reason, right?
Yeah.
And there is a little bit of an issue there.
It's you can either hold X or you can go to the X thing, but it's like you add in so many things to like save time at the end of the day, but for the majority of players, it's just cluttered and wastes time because nobody knows what the hell is going on. So that's like one of the reasons why I didn't want to play the game too much. But then the second day, well, 2-3 days ago maybe, I finally got off my ass, sat in my chair right in front of my TV, started playing the game. And apparently the game gets really good Chapter 3. Chapter 3 is when stuff opens up. Chapter 3 is when you can do more stuff other than just walking to this base, walking to that base, walking to this base.
Oh, yeah, I'm still on Chapter 1.
1.2. My goal was get to Chapter 3. Get to Chapter 3. I even dropped the game on very easy difficulty because I'm just like, I don't want to deal with this terrible. You know what's a bad sign when the game says walk to this destination. I'm like, oh my god, I hate walking in this game. Walking is the worst. You walk like 10 steps and it's like, oh, you gotta hold L2 because you're leaning one. Oh, you gotta hold R2 because you're leaning one way. And then it's just like, you know what, screw it. I'm just gonna hold the two triggers. And then that forces you into like a weak jog. But it's like, why? Why are two buttons dedicated to like leaning one way and leaning the other, and then like you have to hold them both to walk straight?
That just means you're not managing your backpack well.
Dude, I'm doing the press triangle to optimize it, and then after I do that, I'm looking at my feet to find the center of gravity for my character and making sure that's aligned. But the moment you turn a little bit too fast or you go on a little bit of an incline, oh, you know, you gotta hold the buttons, and it's just like, screw it.
I found it really hilarious when IGN released a video on tips on how to walk in Death Stranding. And I was like,
honestly,
that's a first.
That now that I play the game and I hate the walking, I could totally maybe watch that.
I don't mind the walking, which is weird.
The walking is kind of fun when you don't have anything in your backpack. To me,
well, yeah, then you could just sprint across everything, but like it.
That's why.
Here's the thing.
It does add an element to it, so you can't just like needlessly sprint forever. Mm-hmm.
There's one very specific moment where I decided, you know what, I quit playing this game. I'm not playing anymore. I'm just gonna watch a stream. Screw this. It's literally the mission right before Chapter 3, where you have to deliver a thing and you get a boss battle. I didn't get to the boss battle. I didn't know it was there until I watched a stream. However, I picked up all the stuff. I unlocked the bike, and I was driving, and I'm like, all right, I'm not getting off this bike. And then there's this little valley of little valley with a bunch of rocks that prevents you from actually taking your bike, so you actually have to get off and walk. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try driving through these rocks with my bike. Didn't work out so well, but that was also BT territory. So the ghosts were coming in and the monsters were coming in. They got me, despite the fact that it was very easy. I thought I could just drive through. I'm like, oh, that's fun. Oh, wait, hold on. All of my packages just got absorbed. What the hell? I have to either load game or go all the way back for all my packages and come all the way. And then I realized I don't like the gameplay loop of this game. Like, I think about it as like a fighting game. All right, you lose a mission, or in this case, you lose all your packages. In a good fighting game, you don't have time to feel bad. You'd right away be in the next game. Whereas a game like Street Fighter 5 is like, all right, you lost a game. Now you got to wait through menus. You got to wait. All right, it's matching up. All right, it's starting the match, and it takes forever. This is kind of like that. I lost a battle in Death Stranding, or like I lost all my packages. I failed that mission, and it takes forever. It's just so tedious to start up again. So I just was like, screw it.
The game is slow.
Yeah.
It's not a fun game.
No, it's just, yeah. But every game has a gameplay loop. And if that gameplay loop is not fun, then you have to play that perfectly. Otherwise, it's not a fun game. At least for me. Because if I find walking tedious and I have to do extended amounts of walking in order to have fun, there are pockets of fun in that game. There are little bits and pieces that are fun, but they're in between long, long stretches of just tediousness. And unfortunately, the fun aspect where the tediousness gets dampened took too damn long for me. So I just I'll just watch a stream for it. I'm done. That's my rant about Death Stranding.
Yeah, Death Stranding.
Yeah, it's understandable. Like I said, either you like the game or you won't. Mm-hmm. That's all it really is to it.
I really wanted to like the game. I love Kojima. I love the game, but the game is too damn over-designed, man. There shouldn't be four or five different buttons for walking, you know?
It's true.
It's like when he was planning the game, he's like, all right, let's play this gameplay. And the whole gameplay was this one guy holding the thumbstick up. And he's like, wait, we need to add some more stuff to it. Because otherwise you're just interacting with one button. So what if we add balancing?
Remember when Heavy Rain came out and it was, and people were making fun of it because it's not, you don't move around with the analog stick. You turn your character and then you move forward with R2. And people were like, why is this so complicated to walk? Man, if people can see Death Stranding now. Yeah, so Death Stranding, that's over and done with.
You guys still gonna play it?
I talked about it for what, 7+ minutes, almost 8 minutes of just me ranting about Death Stranding. Oh my god.
Because are you gonna still play it?
Beat the game.
So I started watching a stream of it, and the stream just got good. But it's at this point, I might just go all in on the stream, trade in the game, and just focus on stream. Unless something really amazing happens in the stream soon that just makes me just want to stop, pick up the game again. But the game's, the tedious, certain aspects of the tedious just still looks like it's there. It's just mitigated by some of the unlocks you get, like the exoskeleton suit, which I thought was going to be a way earlier unlock that lets you balance easier and carry more shit. That just makes walking like a regular video game, or closer to a regular video game. But the tediousness is still there.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about the online interactivity of the game?
It's very limited. However, I really liked an aspect of it that I didn't realize until I started watching the stream. So at first I thought the online interactivity was people leave signs that you can like warnings, like, oh, there's going to be rainfall here soon, or they can leave a ladder here or like a climbing post here and there to make things easier on you.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize, though, and I don't know if you guys realized it, but you know how in the grassy area there can be a dirt path? Those dirt paths are, they changed. If a lot of people take that route, then a dirt path will form. If a lot of people take a bunch of different routes through the mountain, then dirt paths will form there. So every playthrough will actually be different.
It's like,
I did notice Dirt Path, but I didn't relate it to that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. The online stuff in Dark Souls where people could put basically signs telling you illusion wall ahead, or trap ahead, or something like that. But 90% of the time they're lies. They're fake. It's illusion wall, and you would just run into a wall and be like, oh, okay, that's not an illusion wall.
Death Stranding doesn't have that problem, but it does have the problem of there are so many signs of people just saying you can do it, or hey, good job.
There's a lot of signs,
and it clutters. If you open up the map already looks cluttered as hell, but the signs seem to have priority over other more important stuff on the map. So it's like,
I know my friends right now, they've been screaming in the group chat saying, hey, build more roads. So they're going crazy on the interactivity part of it.
Yeah, the road and building is the first thing where it's so you told me, my friends are building roads. I'm like, you could build roads? And then I saw the stream of them building roads. I'm like, all right, this aspect is pretty damn cool. But yeah,
Because I seem like the game, a lot of the game is based around how you interact with these invisible entities.
Mm-hmm.
And yo, the BTs, I ain't gonna lie, yo, they scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, they're really scary until there's a trick to them.
Don't tell me the trick, because I know there is a trick, right?
It's not so much a trick.
Just going with it.
It's not so much a trick as this is how you're supposed to do it, but the game just doesn't tell you how you're supposed to do it. But, so the BTs don't show up unless you stand still, right?
Oh.
Yeah, which sounds like something that like you should obviously tell us before like holding your breath and stuff like that. But yeah, like the BTs only like are visible when you're standing absolutely still. And their detection radius, at least on normal, is kind of poor. So it's worse than, you know, the Metal Gear Solid 5, like soldiers or bandits or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels a little bit worse than those. But it's like,
which I don't mind, yo, because these things are scary as hell. And I'm not trying to get dragged in and cause another episode of destruction.
You don't like scary shit, do you?
No, it's not for me.
Why is that?
Because why scare yourself?
I mean,
because why scare yourself?
get the adrenaline pumping and stuff like that.
There are other ways to do that, you know.
But doesn't it feel more satisfying like when you beat the scary things? Like there was a scary objective or like this mountain, insurmountable mountain, and you kicked its ass.
So I had to
ass.
Go through a waypoint. I think it's like the second or first waypoint of the game, and I had to pass through BT territory and then pass through the guys with the spears that steal your stuff.
Yeah.
So I had to pass through both those territories, and I had no weapons, no nothing, and I had to hold my breath. It was the worst, because I was fully loaded, right, with gear, because I just saw a whole bunch of gear on the floor. I'm like, pick up. I'm like, okay, great. Now I'm like on the edge of being over encumbered, and I'm walking to this place, and I'm like, I'm so screwed. I'm running for my life, right?
Yeah, it's the AI for the mules, there's a trick to them as well that makes them really not scary. But
they're so fast though.
They are so fast. However, the first time I ever fought the mules was they pinged me and I'm like, oh crap. And they were across a river. So they saw me from the other side of the river and then they start running towards me and then they start wading the river. I'm like, oh crap, oh wait. So then I just walk up to the shore and then they're wading through the river. And I realized they don't attack while they're in the river. So they have to have both feet on the shore before they can attack. So I'm just like ready to spam punch. So like my first interaction with the mules was just like, oh.
No, so I keep messing up. Start button is to open the map and touchpad is to yell.
Yeah.
I keep hitting the touchpad to bring up the map. And so I was in mule territory for the first time. Right. And I'm close by the river and I'm like, okay, let me push start and see where they are. I hit the touchpad and he yells, I'm over here.
No, shut up. What are you doing?
I'm over here.
Why is such a useless action mapped to the touchpad? It's the biggest button on the controller.
Yeah.
On purpose. Yeah. Definitely on purpose.
But why, though?
Because of that reason.
Apparently, they're keeping the touchpad for the PS5.
Yeah, for backwards. A lot of games use it, so they kind of need it for backwards compatibility. Getting rid of Lightpad, apparently.
The light bar.
Light bar, yeah.
Well, who needs that?
Apparently, yeah. PSVR, but evidently not.
maybe they'll keep the light strip on top of the touchpad. That would be good. Like, I like the different colors for different players.
Did you know while in Death Stranding, when you're urinating, it turns yellow?
Yeah.
Of course it does.
Of course. So that's Death Stranding.
Yeah. I'm watching Dr. Sleep tomorrow, and I'm just thinking to myself, you would, like, shit yourself watching that movie.
You're watching Dr. Sleep tomorrow?
Yeah.
You excited?
Yeah. I really like The Shining.
I heard it's really good.
I haven't heard a single review about it, but I like The Shining, so screw it. I'll watch it.
Yeah. I saw Ford vs. Ferrari, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to watch Dr. Sleep, but my next movie right now is Star Wars.
Next
December, right?
Yeah, December.
Yeah. Still ways away.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, it's like mid November now.
Yeah.
It's almost late November. Damn. Time went by fast.
Yeah, Ford vs. Ferrari.
Okay, so the next thing on the docket is
Star Wars.
No, let's skip to Pokemon.
Really? Because we were just talking about Star Wars.
Let's switch platforms.
Okay,
let's over Nintendo.
All right, so the only person here who has played Pokemon is Gurkamal.
So what do you guys think of Pokemon?
I like the packaging. Yeah, I ripped it out and I opened it, and I like that you could see the map inside. Otherwise, that's my only experience with it.
My only experience with Pokemon is like the online meltdowns and the Twitter and Reddit and all that freaking out. And I did watch the first hour or so, like somebody was doing a Nuzlocke when the game came out, and I was just like, I'm curious.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped. But
well, this is the first Pokemon game I bought since, I want to say Pokemon Ruby.
You bought or your sister bought?
I bought.
Oh.
Not Alpha Ruby, like Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? And I was, when I opened up the package, I was expecting to see a Game Boy Advance box. For some reason, I'm like, why is this packaging so big for a Pokemon game?
Okay, so I got the double pack. So I got Sword and Shield, and I'm starting off with Sword. Of and I am about 9 hours in into the game right now, and I have like 2 badges, I think, because a lot of time I'm just running around catching different Pokemons. And I'm actually enjoying it. Like, it's...
Actually enjoying it, wow.
Yeah,
it's like you're shocked about that.
No, because I had... Like, my hype for the game has died down considerably because of all the news before the game.
Oh.
And then I started playing it, and I was like... The gameplay and visually, the game looks really good.
We recorded like 3 episodes of Pokemon, like negative Pokemon news before it came out, and I was still shocked. Oh, your hype actually did die down?
It's really weird because all this negative news is coming out, yet every article I read, even my sister who's playing Pokemon, they said this is one of the best Pokemon games that they played. Like, it's really good.
Yeah, it's very smooth.
It has its issues, and certain issues are like they very clearly warrant criticism, and a lot of people who are talking about these issues are being jackasses about it online, so it makes sense that like a lot of publications don't want to give them the time of day, because they often do this. Like, if a game has very like deserved criticism or a very conserved negative opinion about it, but people online are jackasses about it, then publications don't want to encourage that behavior. There are certain things like, okay, 400 Pokemon. Obviously, they cut a crap ton of Pokemon. 400 is still a sizable amount.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, now people are talking about the reasons why it got cut. Because originally what they were saying is, oh, well, we had to start all the models from scratch. Mm-hmm. Because the models that we made to future-proof ourselves in X and Y, they didn't work out. So we had to make all the models from scratch. People data mined it, and they found out, oh no, the Pokemon models that were used in Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon are the exact same ones that are used in Sword and Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Down to the like exact same poly count and stuff like that. Other than like a couple Pokemon got some touch-ups here and there. So that, and after that happened, like those interviews, like where the Game Freak actually said that was the case, we had to start from scratch. Those were only in American interviews, so people in Japan didn't even know. A lot of people in Japan didn't even know that there was a no national dex. There are a lot of people in Japan who's like only found this out like a little bit before release.
Okay.
And then after that kind of was revealed on Game Freak's Japanese website, they straight up said, oh yeah, we removed Pokemon for balancing reasons. Then that's it. Mm-hmm. Nothing to do with the fact that we had to start models from scratch. So it's like one of those things where it's like, why you gotta lie? why you could have just said balancing from the beginning, or you should just, people would have found out, you know, people would have found out like instantly. People found this out before the game came out, you know? It's a bad look, but if like, you're being a dick about it.
Like, I'm playing through it, and I haven't really had too many issues where I'm like, okay, this is frustrating or this is annoying. It's mostly been pretty smooth experience. I've spent a lot more time than I should have in the wild area just running around, because, like, the wild area is actually pretty cool. Like, they have these the Dynamax raid battles that are sporadically placed throughout the wild area. Then they have different areas where different Pokemon show up in different weather. And you just spend a lot of time just running around doing random things in there. And the UI is amazing. It's so clean and so quick and so fast. And
there's a lot of, like, quality of life improvements in that game.
Like, I was looking to the options first. There's an option to give you to that says give nicknames. So usually whenever you catch a Pokemon, it gives you the option saying, do you want to give this Pokemon a nickname? And then you either have to click yes or no and go through all that. I usually don't nickname my Pokemons. people are going to yell at me for whatever. I don't nickname my Pokemons.
Okay? I think it's more common to not nickname your Pokemons.
Okay. Because I don't. I just like, I like looking at the name of the actual Pokemon and be like, okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. And when it evolves, the name of it changes as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't nickname them. And the option that it just says, all right, never show that option for me ever again, where it says, do you want to nickname this Pokemon? That saves me some time. Awesome. That's awesome. You could also change if you want to add the Pokemon straight to your box, or if you want to replace someone in your party with that Pokemon that you just caught.
That
is great as well.
That is something I never would have expected, and that's kind of insane, in my opinion, which is really cool.
And the fact that they also have the Move Tutor at every single Pokemon Center is
Move Tutor, so good, Name Changer, and all that stuff. It's just built into every Pokemon
Center. Actually, not Move Tutor. I would say Remember, Move Remember,
Reminder,
or something like that. It's like it teaches your Pokemon moves that they would have learned at lower levels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assume that was the same thing.
Okay, I don't know. But there's a Move Tutor that also that teaches you random moves as well sometimes. But and then they have this one. Then he also could make you forget moves, and you could also change your nicknames. Like, the fact that that's every Pokemon Center, and I don't have to fly to some random town every single time to find this damn guy, but also makes some Pokemons overpowered, because a lot of people have really strong egg moves.
There was something on Reddit that made me laugh so much, that this guy had this friend who hadn't played Pokemon since, like, Ruby or whatever, and he was looking at the map of the Ruby Sapphire remakes, and he was like, wait, what's this red building that's in every town? Oh, that's a Pokemon Center. And then he just stopped for a while. I was like, wait, there's a Pokemon Center in every town? And the guy was like, yeah, what did you do? And the friend was like, I just went back to the first town every time I needed a Pokemon Center.
Wait, what?
That's why I stopped playing the game.
In the original games too?
Well, he said Ruby and Sapphire, I assumed.
Still, but...
But like...
So before he learned Fly... He walked back to the first town.
Apparently.
Oh my god. Did you not notice that all these buildings look similar?
Now that's a game where it's like, oh man, walking sucks.
But the map also...
Who doesn't talk to all, go into every building and talk to the NPCs though?
So the town map for this game is freaking amazing. It's like a cartoonized version of the town map, but then it also tells you on the map itself what each route number is, which saves so much goddamn time, so you don't have to hover over each route and be like, and hover over each route and look at the pop-up that says what route it is. It just tells you. So you're like, oh, I need to go to route 5. There
How
it is.
How much of the world have you already explored?
Not that much.
Okay, so from all the trailers and stuff that we saw early on, the world to me looked pretty small. How do you feel? Is it small? Like, it seemed like the character was really big and you could walk across the whole map and fairly fast.
No, it's pretty decent sized. Like I said, I spent a lot of time in the wild area just running around there. It's pretty decent sized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know what my, like, a lot of people derided that game for, like, oh, yeah, it's bad animations. Oh, there's no, like, love and care in it. What the hell? My favorite thing in that game is easily, like, one of the best animated and, like, most loving part of any Pokemon game I've ever seen. And it's when you first meet your starters, that they actually, they're not just in Pokeballs and you like a sprite or whatever. They're actually running around and interacting with each other and showing their personality.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is goddamn brilliant.
Also, whenever you play the Pokemon games, don't you always wonder what happens to the third Pokemon that no one picks? They actually do that in this game.
Yeah, like everybody takes one of the starters, but I feel like that's
done. Like you grab one of the starters, then your rival grabs a starter, but then the third one.
Yeah.
Like after he gets picked, they show a little clip of the third one who's like just looking at the other two and he slowly gets sad. And then the champion just picks him. He's like, don't worry, I'll take you in. And I'm just like, thank God. I was about to like cry. I was like, I'll take you. You look so sad for like a second there.
Who did you pick as your starter, by the way?
I picked Sobble because I was going to say Sobble from the beginning. And then I'll probably go Grookey on my second Sword playthrough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need one of you guys to trade me the fire one.
You need me to trade you a fire one. It's a good one.
But
give me your legendary Pokemon.
Literally, all you have to do is just start the game, and then just trade me right away. You don't have to play it. Just trade me right away if you don't want to play it.
Dude, wait, why can't you just do it on your own? It's like trade like start a new game without saving on one of your on
before
either.
You from what I don't know about the Switch, but on the 3DS and the DS, before you start a new game, you would have to delete your old save.
That is lame.
I think so.
Well, no. Well, I remember in the Game Boy games that like I had a friend who liked to start the new game, but mm-hmm. was not allowed to save over my save file, but just played the beginning of the
Pokemon. Oh, okay. Games. Maybe it's not like that. Then. Yeah. I just never tried that.
Yeah. Okay.
We can't hear you, Air.
Oh yeah, I didn't realize you were talking. I thought you were just making hand movements. Say something. I don't hear anything. Uh oh, Discord. mute yourself. Unmute yourself. On Discord.
Nope.
Something went fucky.
Huh?
Something went fucky. Well, all right. We'll pause this podcast until we can figure out what the hell happened to Air. He is dead.
He is dead.
We regret to inform you that he is back.
And we're back. We fixed his microphone issues. Wow. Literally, he just needs to disconnect and reconnect.
That's all it was. Hiccups from being remote. Okay.
Definitely not sabotage on my part.
Wait, how would you sabotage that? I was saying,
you have both copies of the game. Can't you just trade with yourself?
Yeah, I can, but I won't have the third starter. I only have two copies.
Yeah, that, like we were talking about that a little bit earlier before you got cut off. It's one of the games he will just start with the fire Pokemon.
You trade over one of the starters. You restart that save file. Yeah. You trade over the third starter. That way, one save file has three starters.
Yeah, that's what I recommended. However, I just realized, they could probably just force you to save the game before the trade is initiated.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. We don't know when Pokemon Home is coming out, right?
Oh wait, no. There's a very easy solution. You're on Sword right now, right? When you start Shield, play the game, get your Score Bunny, trade it over, and then just restart the game. Because
that's what I just said.
I need...
Oh, I thought you said trade after...
I need a trading dummy, though. I don't know what to call it. Trading slave, I guess? So I need one of you guys for Pokemons that require you to trade to evolve.
Oh, okay.
I need to trade with one of you guys because I don't have two switches, so I can't do that.
It's true. Well, you do need a second switch.
You give me your Pokemon, you're not getting it back.
That's why I don't want to trade it there. But
yeah, give me your Kadabra. It'll turn into an Alakazam, and then I'll give it back to you. Oh, thanks for the Kadabra. It's now an Alakazam, but I don't have a Kadabra to give you. I only have this Alakazam.
I would trade you my Kadabra, you evolve it, and then you would trade me back a Magikarp.
I'd give you back a Magikarp that was called Kadabra. Or Alakazam, I mean.
Splash. It did nothing. Yo, man, that Dynamax raid battle where I fought a Magikarp was hilarious. This giant fish that was just flopping on the ground.
Battles? Yeah,
that's fun. They're good.
Have you been playing with like other players?
No.
No?
I don't care about
so you're solo like myself.
It's not a dumb trope or anything?
No. Like, it's raid battles that you could partake in or not, but you could do them, and you get a whole shit ton of items for doing these raid battles. And it just adds a little bit of complexity to the game, because these raid battles are moderately difficult, I guess. But they add a little something to the game, and they make it a little bit more fun. So it's not, like, just useless. I enjoy them. And it's fun seeing a massive Magikarp that did Splash.
I'm just going to move your Switch because it makes me paranoid. It's going to fall off the table. Because it's been like this the entire time. And every time I push it forward, I'm just putting it here.
And yeah, I've mostly been using all the new Pokemons. So you could catch old Pokemons. I've had old Pokemons on a party for a bit. But then whenever I see a new one that would cover that element, I would trade it out and use that new one. So, and the new ones are actually not that bad. Like, some of their designs are kind of weird, but some of them are actually pretty good.
I will say, like, I looked at them roughly. Some of the designs really suck, but for the most part, like, obviously excluding the first few, mm-hmm. this is one of the better... Because I really disliked the Diamond Pearl ones. I disliked a lot of the Sun and Moon ones and X and Y ones. I do like a lot of the Pokemon designs mm-hmm. for this one. Not as many as maybe Black or White or Ruby and Sapphire.
Black and White was awesome, man.
Yeah. But...
When they make a remake version of Black and White, actually, I don't want them to, because it's perfect the way it is.
So, playing this game,
mm-hmm.
what do you want next for Pokemon?
I want all the Pokemons.
Okay, so this game, but with all the Pokemon.
I want them to expand on it.
I
want two maps. I want more maps. Mm-hmm. I want to travel back to an old map with my new Pokemons.
I want the opposite. I don't want all the Pokemon. I'm fine with, if you're going to limit it, make a new 151 Pokemon and not even bring back Pikachu. Like, I'm fine with less Pokemon. Give me a proper actual 3D game. Like, not a 3DS game that looks upscale and you can move the camera in one area. Let me move the camera everywhere. Make it look like a game that belongs on the PS4 or the Xbox One, you know?
Maybe it's because I've played Pokemon so much, I don't mind the fixed cameras in some areas. It's not that annoying
because the cameras are decent. It's not so much fixed cameras. It's just, like, that one perspective I'm just kind of sick of. And you can do so much more with the Switch. Like, look at Breath of the Wild. Mm-hmm. Look at that game. It looks amazing. It's like 6 gigs on the card or something. Do that.
Yeah, I definitely want a Pokemon game in like the Breath of the Wild world.
Catch all 910 Koroks. Not going to complain about that now. Lack of Pokemon, motherfucker. All right. Anything other than, or anything else about Pokemon that you want to bring up?
Not much other than probably going to keep playing it, finish it, and then play Shield.
I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Last game.
Jedi Fallen Order.
There we go.
Star Wars, yeah.
And again, seems like I'm the only one that's played it.
Yeah, that game for me is still even in the package.
So, okay.
I haven't even had the same experience you had for Pokemon with this one. It's just you haven't even opened it.
Every marketing aspect of that game, every trailer, every gameplay demo that EA has shown off, I did not like what I saw. I thought the game was going to be bad. I decided, screw it, I'm just going to watch the beginning of a stream. And oh my god, that game, it looks amazing. I want to stop playing that game and I will just borrow Air's copy when he's done with it. It looks amazing.
It's really fun. I'm having a lot of fun playing that game. It's like continue.
I was on the fence about getting this game.
Mm-hmm.
But I was waiting for the reviews to come out, and I think I got it from Walmart. Walmart had already shipped my game before the reviews came out. And then the reviews dropped, and I was so thankful that it was just like nines across the board.
Yeah. I mean, there are a couple of lower ranks, but for the most part, it was pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're somebody like me who did not like what EA showed off, I don't blame you, but Traversal is like a mix between Titanfall and Uncharted, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
The gameplay loop is similar to Dark Souls. So, like, mm-hmm. there are bonfires. There are, like, the lock on is just like on Bloodborne. Like, it's like the little dot and stuff like that. If you, like, you don't have to kill the enemy that killed you to get your souls back. You just have to hit them once and then you get everything back and then you can run away, which I really like. I think that's pretty cool. Mm. Yeah, but. And also, gameplay-wise, it looks pretty fun, actually.
It's actually really fun, yeah.
Like, I had a lot of fun with it. Like, it opens up, like, you can do multiple things, and EA didn't show it. Mm-hmm. EA showed, like, during E3, they showed, like, a later level, but only with the base skills. And it's just like, what are you doing?
How are the graphics of the game? Can I play this on my 1080p TV?
Probably. It's a really good game.
It looks budget. Like, okay. It has a good budget. Low budget.
And their, like, involvements of, like, using the Force in fights is really cool. And also in the puzzles that you have to do throughout the game as well, because there are some puzzles.
There are, like, Uncharted puzzles and stuff.
Yeah, Uncharted puzzles.
Yeah, people were saying this, they were comparing it to, like, a Tomb Raider Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The combat's very Dark Souls-esque, and other than, in terms, like,
if you bump up the if you bump up
parry mechanic... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like how in the difficulty selection, it tells you the parry timing window that you have. So, like, on higher difficulty, you basically have a really small parry timing difficulty window. But then on the lowest difficulty, you have, like, this massive thing.
Yeah, I like that. I like difficulties that actually not only describe what they are, but it's more than just enemies hit harder, you have less health, and that's it. That's so lazy and unbalanced. When you play it on hard difficulty, it's like a Dark Souls game. Like, every encounter, like, even with small little aliens running around, you will feel like Dark Souls. However, on medium, I'd be interested to see how
it it's runs. Like the also the fact like you also have people, the different enemies. So you have combat enemies and then you have enemies that shoot blasters at you, right? And
AKA you have to reflect fodder.
Yeah, you had to fight them off as well. So you're fighting these bunch of close combat guys, and then you have a bunch of stormtroopers on top of hills that are shooting at you. You have to figure out how to manage those shots and also fight the guy in front of you.
There are very specifically key moments in the game where they straight up line up a bunch of basic stormtroopers to shoot at you, so you can deflect them with a new skill that you unlocked, or like a new way to deflect, just to show it off how cool it is. And like it's good game design. There's good game design in that game.
And like they also do the option of using two different lightsabers. So you have the normal lightsaber.
Is that a spoiler?
No, not really.
No? Okay.
And the Darth Maul style lightsaber. So like the Darth Maul style lightsaber is for like crowd control that does less damage, and then you have the more focused single lightsaber to do
and fight you just, one guy. You switch on the D-pad. You don't have to go through menu to switch it. It's just like
Gertz, have you played Force Unleashed back in the day?
Yeah, a bit, a long time ago.
Okay, so how
don't remember much about
that's
it.
That's like one of the better Star Wars games. Like that's well renowned.
I know it's a very bad. I remember it as being bad and everybody hating it.
That was, I believe, the second one.
No, I thought the second one was more improved because the first one was like really jank.
Okay, maybe I'm getting confused.
It, just, it I sold know
one
well.
Of the, one of them was really well renowned. Like it's that's the Star Wars game that people want.
This is not that. This is much better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this one has like it has the single line, the straight line story elements, and then it also has the exploration, puzzle solving, and like elements to it as well. So like there's
how
some
are the RPG mechanics through it.
There's not really an RPG mechanic. You fight enemies and you get skill points.
Yeah. So you fight, you kill enemies, you get experience, you level up, and you get a skill point. When and then you utilize that skill point into like.
There's no like numerical value for level though.
Yeah. So like you get a skill point and then you throw that level into like, or your skill point into your lightsaber attacks or maximum health or anything or like force powers and.
Yeah, there's force, it's kind of basic, but and survivability.
Basic but simple.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just really cool. Like you get different force powers throughout the game as you progress, and then there's some areas that you could go back to later when you get new force powers that you could actually go to that area that was blocked off because you didn't have that force ability.
So other than that, like the first world after the tutorial level is like this big expensive green area, and it feels like it's a Metroid game. Like oh, you're going to get more powers and then you can unlock this next room. Or, oh, you're going to get more like traversal powers and you're going to unlock that area. Or that you can fight that enemy that's taunting you from the other side of the map.
Traversing is fun, too. It's fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fluid and very, like, cool. And, like, solving the puzzles is like, oh, shit, like, I actually have to think. It's not just push the lever. Yeah. This moves. All right, cool. Like, it's actually also pretty interesting.
I didn't realize this until way later, but your healing mechanic is a straight-up Estus. Like, you have limited amounts, you restore them at bonfires, and, yeah.
They're little stim needles.
So I'm going to probably start this game right after this podcast.
Yeah.
It's really fun, man. You'll enjoy it.
On a 1080p screen, it's fine.
Yeah, because I feel like Death Stranding, they pushed the graphics fidelity so much, and they, like, I just took a picture between HDR on and HDR off, and it was, like, a game changer, right? And so I have to see now with Star Wars. And I keep making that excuse, like, I need to play everything on my 4K, and I'm not ending up playing anything.
You should have brought your TV, man. Yeah. You should have just brought your TV at this point.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. That's a bit of a hassle.
I bought the digital deluxe version, or the deluxe version of the game, and literally all I got was an orange lightsaber.
Yeah. The stream I was watching was like, he was going through, okay, you get, like, a premium poncho.
Yeah.
Looks ugly. You got a premium skin for your ship. Blah. Oh, lightsabers, orange, premium color. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. I think I got an orange lightsaber, and I just pre-ordered it. It was a pre-order bonus.
No, it was premium. It was premium content or whatever.
Maybe in some places it was... or maybe they call pre-order bonuses premium content as well.
Mm-hmm.
It might not just be the premium pack or like a maybe digital exclusive, whatever.
So you paid extra?
But there's a few other things. I had two codes. I had a code that came with an email for a pre-order, and then I got codes in the decks, in the actual game.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
By the way,
I haven't opened up the game, so I don't know.
Do either of you want my Pokemon or my Death Stranding pre-order codes? Because I got two of them, and I'm not
going to use them.
Okay. Air?
I didn't get any Pokemon codes.
You should have. Did you not pre-order it? You should have gotten it.
I did. Okay. Well, we didn't get any codes.
Okay, then I'll just send you mine. I think it's just like an outfit for the Pokemon trainer you play as.
Yeah, I got. Oh, I got the pre-order code. I downloaded. I'm like, oh, maybe we'll get a Pokemon. It's like you got outfits. I was like, oh my god. Then I'm just spending all my money on the Arcanine shirt anyway. Like,
yo, that shirt was amazing.
I have so many options for clothes now, and I'm just like. I spent too much money on this Arcanine shirt. I have to wear it till the end.
It's the meme shirt. Like, Air, do you know that shirt in real life? That's the like the wolves howling at the moon.
No.
Have you? Okay, I'll send you a picture. But it's like the three wolves howling at the moon, and it's like a really badly drawn thing. That's essentially what that Arcanine thing. Because when you look at the T-shirt on the back, there's a moon on it.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to wear it till the end now because I freaking spent all my money on it in the beginning.
Yeah, it was like $30,000.
I had $31,000 money at the time.
Oh, by the way, next time you play the game, spin your analog stick and then watch what your character does. Oh, yeah, your switch is right here. One second, everybody.
Okay, just give me my switch.
Hold on.
Where are you?
He wants to touch it himself.
I want to do it myself because you're playing as male. I only saw the...
what's it supposed to do?
What?
Okay, I'll show you on the camera soon. But basically, when you spin the character around, they do a thing.
I'm sorry, listeners, that you can't see this, but let's see. Oh, okay. So he just does a twirl.
Yeah, he does a pose at the end. It's like, it's really cool.
If you guys want to see it, you guys go look it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yep.
But if only we had a YouTube channel plug.
Well, we do, but
we do have a YouTube channel.
It'll just be a YouTube channel with that one 10-second clip, and it won't even be captured through an Elgato. It'll be like through our phone.
Go to our YouTube channel. Day one update.
Day one update. But we have like two episodes of a podcast on there. We need to figure it out.
Yeah,
we're gonna use that mostly as an archiving channel. Currently, we are thinking about building it out to. Play some games and show some let's plays and stuff like that, but due to our schedules right now, that's kind of hard and tight. So we'll let you know. We'll keep you posted.
Yes. Anything else? So his dark materials.
Whose dark materials?
His dark materials.
Whose?
You mean the golden compass?
Air's.
His dark materials.
Air's.
Yes, his dark materials.
Air's dark materials.
Yeah, I'm wearing a black shirt.
I haven't watched it.
I've seen two episodes so far. I didn't watch the third episode because I thought I was going to get my projector screen on the weekend, but I didn't, so I didn't watch it. But I am enjoying it quite a bit.
That goddamn
what I'm actually enjoying? Looking forward to watch the episode. We're not done.
That screen better be the best goddamn projector screen of all time. I know. You were supposed to get that October 1st.
Well, I'll get it soon, I hope.
What is it now? November 18th?
18th. It got delayed again. But his dark materials is great. The theme is great. The acting is really good, even from the child actors. And we got James McAvoy in there, who's a pretty big actor.
Does he play Daniel Craig?
Huh?
Does he play Daniel Craig?
Oh, from the original
the movie.
Yeah. He. What is it? Who does Daniel Craig play in the original?
I don't know, man. All I remember is Daniel Craig's in the first movie. There's that, and I think there's like a hot air balloon.
He plays the main character's uncle. Hmm. I forgot his name, but he plays him. But it's intense. I feel like too much has been happening in the first two episodes. Like it's like constant, and I hope it kind of. It seems like it's going to start settling down now and hit more of the points, but it's. Good man, the music theme song I've been listening to so much, it's so good. I love it, man.
Yeah, I gotta pick up that show. I've downloaded the first episode.
It's on my Rogers box, so I just like speak into the remote and say his dark materials, and they play the next episode for me. I was like, sick.
What is it? HBO show?
Yeah, it's HBO. It's the first season is made by BBC, licensed by HBO. Then HBO is gonna make the rest.
Interesting.
That's what I heard.
Do you know what else is a really good show?
Yeah.
Mandalorian.
Gargoyles on Disney Plus.
Gargoyles is a really good show.
Yeah. I'm surprised that that's on Disney Plus. I want Disney Plus just for that show.
Yeah, that X-Men, the original Spider-Man animated series, like so much nostalgia there.
Yeah, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, DuckTales. Although apparently DuckTales is out of order.
Disney's Recess, man.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
What?
Yo, you could relive the adventures of TJ Detweiler again, yo.
Yeah. Anyways, Airwell, what show you want to talk
about? Mandalorian.
I want to talk about The Weekenders. Remember that show?
Yo, was that on
I've
there?
Only seen the first two episodes.
No idea.
And it is amazing.
We're sandbagging that because Gurgle and I have not seen Mandalorian yet.
Mandalorian only has two episodes out right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the third episode's coming out this week.
Something like that.
Get your projector ready so I can watch it.
Yo, man, I hope
honestly,
so.
Honestly, that show is a good watch to watch on the 4K projector screen.
Yeah,
I'm waiting.
I hear people are saying it's the best thing to come out since Rogue One. Like Star Wars wise?
I agree.
Rogue One, wait to watch
it's only
that.
Been,
again.
It's only been two episodes, and I'm all for it.
Like, yeah,
I don't really rewatch a show over. I'm down to rewatch this over.
How did you watch it? Did you watch it in 4K?
No, I watched it on 1080.
Okay. Is the show even 4K HDR on Disney Plus?
I have no idea.
I believe it is, yeah.
I hope so, because
if you go into extras on Disney Plus, it'll tell you what it could potentially stream at. And a lot of their shows and movies and stuff actually also have Dolby Vision, which is really cool.
Because I know the some people wanted to watch it on the PlayStation app, and it was only showing them 1080p, so I didn't know if that was because it might have been 4K, but there was no HDR. So I don't know if that's because of the PlayStation app or if it's because of the show itself. The only thing I know of the show itself, though, is a certain like baby alien character that everybody's freaking out about. I don't want to say it specifically, but yeah.
The Weekenders isn't on Disney Plus.
Ah, man, screw Disney Plus.
I was so excited.
Is that even a
That's all it took.
Is that even
Gargoyles? Screw Disney Plus.
No Weekenders. Is that even a?
I remember watching
show?
It on Family Channel.
Yeah, which is our like
initially aired on ABC and UPN, but was later moved to Toon Disney.
Oh, okay.
So it is Disney.
Yeah, but later. So I guess they don't have.
No, ABC is also Disney.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Apparently, Clone Wars, they only have like a few seasons. They're missing like season four or something.
Interesting. I do know that they renewed it for the final season, like the final season that was cut. And we only saw like storyboards of it. They're gonna do that for Disney Plus, which is really cool. It's one of those shows where I gotta start watching because apparently it's fantastic. Star Wars Rebels.
How do you look at episodes of the freaking thing?
Hey, Air.
Yep.
Sorry. Just want to make sure you're still there because I didn't see a thing. You're like you were not literally not on camera. All right.
So that wraps up this podcast. Unless you guys have anything else to say.
Fuck. How do I browse episodes in this damn thing?
So I guess that's it.
No, seriously, how do you browse episodes? I click on Clone Wars and it just says play. Well, this is a freaking movie.
Do not watch the movie. I'm pretty sure the movie is now not canon because of how bad it was.
Oh my god, the back button just goes straight back to the thing. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right, so I guess we're done. Nothing else to talk about? Are we good?
Yep.
Okay.
So you could reach us at dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. That's dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. Or hit us up at Twitter and Instagram at dayoneupdates. That's with an S.
All right. And thank you guys for listening to this episode. We really appreciate you guys sticking around till the end and listening to us. And if you guys did enjoy it, please share it with any of your friends or family, whoever you think would be interesting in this type of stuff.
We promise not to talk about Pokemon Sword and Shield again. Unless you want us to.
I probably will.
Okay.
When I'm done the game.
No promises.
Promises.
We'll do a poll and just send us a Gmail request and be like, if you want to keep Glazar on the podcast or not, we're open to your suggestions.
I will be the only person emailing in.
He's going to email in as John Smith and be like, I like Glazar. Glazar's cool.
And it's not even going to be from a burner email account. It's just going to be my regular email account.
Anyways, I thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you guys next time, or you'll listen to us next time.